Welcome back to Love Is Like a Desalina. I am so glad you guys are able to tune in today's topic. It's pretty, I think it's okay. I think it's just a conversation that needs to be had. But I'm so glad, again, you guys are returning to Love Is Like with Desalina. Here is some information for you guys, and come on back.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of E-Water Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of E-Water Radio, KEWRDB, or its affiliates.
Oh, my goodness. Who does not love Whitney? Welcome back. Happy holidays to you guys. Happy Monday. I hope that your bellies have gone back to normal position after eating all those yummy turkeys, cakes, pies, whatever vegetable that your family chooses, all the mac and cheese that you can basically spoon fork, be able to just consume with good limits. Most of all, being able to enjoy your time with your family. As we get through this holiday season, we know that there are obligations that we have to deal with every year. And with these obligations, we don't want to, I think we struggle with, should we, could we not, do we really have to buy Christmas presents, or do we have to partake in Christmas parties and activities? We know in our family, we think that we have to buy them a Christmas gift. We have to buy each other a Christmas gift. And how many gifts do each person get? And is there a cutoff once a person turns 18 or of age? And during work environment or school environments, do we participate? And if we choose not to, do we get looked at as the environmental Scrooge? We're going to tap into that because that adds on extra pressure, unnecessary anxiety, and sometimes depression. I feel like it can catapult, streamline, finagle its way into feelings that don't have to be there, where we sometimes feel like we just simply can't. And when is no accepted? So we're going to look at some things today. Obviously, moving forward with love, moving forward with confidence, moving forward with the power of, I think I'm good, bro. Or saying, you know what, I could do a little something, but I'm not going to go above my means because those bills will recycle, roll over to the next month called January. So we are going to tap into a few different things today, but definitely today's topic is exploring the conversation of the obligation of Christmas shopping. Does it make us feel like a bad person to not buy a gift if we can't? Or will our love get challenged? Will people love us if we can't buy a gift? Will people love us if we choose not to buy a gift? What will we do? So let's figure out how to survive this Christmas season if you are not in the buying mood or buying power. All right, so number one, are we necessarily obligated to buy a Christmas gift? And I'm not talking about those who don't practice Christmas, because some of us, that's not our religion. That's not our beliefs. We believe that the Trinity, we understand what took place, Nativity, all those beautiful things, all those stories that resulted in Christmas giving. However, is there anything wrong with not buying a gift? Personally, I don't think so. I don't think there's nothing wrong with it. I feel like it should be simple. I feel like if you have the means and you want to give something to someone and they are well deserving, make sure you understand that person. Make sure you understand what type of daily activities they're into, hobbies that they like. Make sure you are going to pick out something that's going to enrich their life or enrich their hobbies or their activities. So So if you know you have someone, for instance, they love, love, love basketball. I think I use sports quite a bit because they are fun. They're definitely intense, and people are screaming to lose their voice. So you have a person who loves basketball. When you know that they enjoy a sport, if you haven't already got them things that they love about this sport, then maybe, just maybe, depending on your pocket, maybe purchase them a pair of shoes that, especially if they're going to partake in the sport. So not someone who's just a fan. So you have the fan, and then you have the person who's a fan, and they also play basketball. So if they are a fan, then you get them tickets to the next game of their favorite team if they're playing in town. Keep it simple. Depending on the time of the season of the competition, sometimes those tickets can be insanely priced. So do your homework. Find out who has what on sale and how much and how many tickets and who do you want to go. If it's not your thing, get two tickets for them and a buddy. If you plan on going and that's not your thing, know where the concession stands are so that way you can get some good snacks or a drink if you're of age. If you have a person who likes to play basketball as well as watching, then get them some gear. Get them, I think a great gift will be something pretty cool. Get them in a jersey, customize it. It shouldn't cost too much. You can get them a jersey in their favorite team's colors and put their name on the back. There's a lot of print shops around. You can do your homework, find out who does what and how much for, and then, and accordingly, get it done. Get them some shoes to match, things that are cool. If they are a super fan, plan early, buy them a jersey with their favorite team member. There's Kobe, for instance. I'm sure those jerseys are nicely priced. You have LeBron, who's really doing great for the Lakers. Whoever that they like or love or adore or admire, get them a jersey. Can't go wrong with that. So, ladies, if you're listening, can't go wrong with sports. Unless you get them a gift from a team where they are not fans of, that's when you're starting an argument because that's a petty gift. In the event you don't buy a gift, it's okay. If you are not in a place where you say, you know what, I just can't do it this year, something about you that says, you know what, I'd rather not give gifts, I'd rather spend time to maybe give gifts of time, with, especially if you are a busy person, working mom or dad or just busy, your time to be spent with your family cannot be replaced. You can sit down and create a beautiful memory that will last for years, whereas sometimes the gift will break down and won't last for years. So you have to figure out what will work. When you're also looking at the art of giving, are you giving to get something back? And you have to think, here's the funniest argument that I've heard growing up when I know my parents didn't have it. So I never had my neck stuck out to think, oh, Christmas is going to be big. My parents made it very clear that it was not my birthday. I know some of you guys are like, wow, but it's the truth. My birthday is in September. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Just saying. Yes, I do like coffee from Starbucks, just in case if you are curious. But seriously, it's my birthday is not in December. It's earlier in fall or autumn area, I mean time of the year. So when you think of giving in the biblical times, things were brought to baby Jesus in a manger. Things were brought. So if we can continue for the people who practice Christmas and enjoy the time, what if we're giving to strangers, do we need to give more to our family? Or in the event, so for instance, you have a child that's been acting out all year, you have siblings that you guys are, have not seen eye to eye. Here's the thing that you just say, you know, why am I spending money on you to get you a gift? So if we're going to put conditions on giving, who should be the first person we give to? And it's not a rhetorical question. It's something serious, like do your homework. If we're busting our butts to go out to get Christmas gifts every single year, have we given anything to ourselves? Have we been honest with ourselves? Have we taken out time to practice self-care? What have we given to ourselves? Sometimes we look around all year and think, man, what have I accomplished? What have I got done? Have I cleared out the attic? Have I cleared out the garage? Have I cleared out the closet of clothes that I just been hoarding for so long, and I'm holding on to these memories of, if I can just lose 5 pounds, I know I can squeeze into this shirt. I know I can get into these jeans. Here's a tip, guys. It costs nothing. And you, let's be honest, we know we're not doing a yard sale. We don't have time. The time is just moving on so fast. So what if we take these clothes, nicely used, softly used, whatever, and we say, I know a young man, I know a young lady, I know an older man, an older lady who can use these because I've seen them on the streets, unfortunately, where they can probably use some good clean clothes or warm clothes. Let me help them. Cost nothing. So if you think if when we move into an area where we're doing our best to be like this baby who grows up to do amazing miracles for others, you can do the same. So I'm not saying to tell people don't buy. What I'm saying is to give you a green light if you don't feel like you need to. It will teach us how to think about others in a way we can think about others. If you know that there is extra blankets you no longer use and they're just sitting up, what if those blankets can help keep somebody warm? If you have toys that you've never, ever opened and you don't plan on selling, they're just sitting up, or you forgot about them because you've been so blessed, why not donate that unwrapped toy to a kid that may or may not be able to leave a hospital room? There are just other things that we can do to ensure that we can have the power of, I'm going to do something a little different. And if you have family who gets upset that you're not purchasing anything, then you have to think, well, what do we really have if it's not financial, if it's not material? And this is where the love is going to come in. So we're going to break for a song, and we're going to come back and discuss that a little bit further. I feel like, what do I have that would be so yummy? Perfect. Here's Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby.
Boom, 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 boom.
Baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, so hurry tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. Been an angel all year, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany. I really do believe in you. Let's see if you believe in me. Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry tonight.
Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Hitch up your reindeer, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. Leave a toy for Johnny, leave a doll for Mary, leave something pretty for Donnie, and don't forget about Gary. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Tell him James Brown sent you. Go straight to the ghetto. You know that I know what you will see, 'cause that was once me. Hit it. Hit it. You see mothers and soul brothers. Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, oh Lord, go straight to the ghetto. Fill every stocking you find, the kids are gonna love you so. You find, you know that they need you so. I'm begging you, Santa Claus, go straight to the ghetto. ghetto. If anyone wanna know, tell them Hank Ballard told so. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Never thought I'd realize I'd be singing a song with water in my eyes. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Don't leave nothing for me. I've had my chance, you see. Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus, that's old brother needs, so Santa Claus.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, K-E-W-R-D-B.
All right, welcome back to Love Is with Deslina. And today's topic, if you're just tuning in, exploring the conversation of Christmas shopping. Does it make us a bad person if we choose not to buy gifts or we can't buy gifts? And will our love get challenged? Will people still love us? I'm sure. I'm sure of it. Unless you have a really greedy person. And then we'll talk about how to have the final to-do list to make sure we clean house for 2020. And I like 2020, the sound of the year, because it just gives us like a really good, clear vision. So you guys got to stay tuned for that one. That one should be a really, really good conversation when it's time for the new year. All right, so if you are just tuning in, just play Eartha Kitt, Santa Baby, and that wonderful melody where you was just ready to tap your toes and snap your fingers was the Godfather Soul himself, James Brown. Santa, go straight to the ghetto. As we will say these days, I'm going to need you to hit up the hood. So, again, welcome back. So, we are dissecting gift giving, Christmas shopping, as we all have experienced, whether you're in the store buying eggs, milk, bread, pasta, whatever. We see the craziness that Christmas gives us. We see the long lines, the tired feet, the crying babies, kids that are playing in the store, and I just don't know why they do that. Parents get it together. We are trying to understand what's the big rush. Do we need to buy a gift? If we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. But why do we pressure ourselves to purchase gifts for one day? And if we choose not to buy that gift, then what? What are the consequences? Is it anything wrong? No. What if you just say, you know what, I know when I want to purchase something for you, this is it. So I have a person that I used to know. This person would bring things day after. They would go shopping the day after Christmas. Because like many holidays, everything goes on a sale that's better than Black Friday. And I used to laugh and I used to get so tickled because I thought it was hysterical. And I asked, hey, why do you do that? Why do you go shopping the day after? And their reply was, well, it's cheaper. And so rude. In addition to it's cheaper, well, his birthday wasn't in Christmas. It wasn't in December. It was in spring. So then we have that. And for people who are biblical inclined, they know the book, read it, or if they allow someone else to read it for them, they may be able to go back and forth when he was conceived, when he was born, and when he died. So, but it's something tradition where everyone wants to be able to show off their stuff Christmas Day. You're outside riding bikes. You're posting up pictures these days. Growing up, it was like, hey, we're headed outside. This is what we have. These days, it's what can I post? In the event you cannot get the person what they want, do you still feel that you will be loved? Of course. Of course. Not every year you have to go out and buy something. Not every time you have to go out and buy something. If your heart is in it and you can share a meal and just be able to give a person a good moment, go for it. If you are a hands-on person and you like to handcraft your gifts, that would be much more enjoyed by the person you're going to give it to, because your love is surrounded in and throughout that gift. For anyone who has ever had to make a project in school or for work, or you thought, hey, I'm going to save some money and time, and I'm going to put together a DIY, do-it-yourself project, you understand how hard and difficult that can be. So when you have these items that you put together yourself, the cost may not be as cheap, but you may be able to get quite a bit out of it. So instead of just having one gift, depending on what you're producing, it can be multiple. So again, are you obligated to buy something? No, you're not. You're not. I would say this. When you look at your Christmas shopping list, are you on it? Is your name where it says, I, me, whatever your name is? Are you on that list? Because you have to think of yourself. And some people may think, oh, it's being selfish. No, it's being self-full. You have to take care of yourself. I don't care if you buy yourself a new pair of socks. I just did. It was great. Costco has a great sale right now. For these extra thick, cushiony socks, I think they're amazing. They keep your feet cool and insulated in the right places and a little bit of support. They're by Puma. They have, I think it's a pack of eight for $8. Not bad. Not bad at all. And if you go to Costco, guys, get there early. Oh, my goodness. Doors open. That parking lot is ridiculous. So, are you on the list? Get yourself something. I got myself socks. Easiest thing you can get. Goes a long way. I'm simple. I don't need much. But for others, is your gift giving conditional? Do you have to get a gift? If some of those who are just like, I'm going to buy one. But what if you don't get a gift? Does that make you look at a person like, oh, I spent all this money on you and I didn't get anything back? Does it matter? There are things that we have to think about. Does it really matter? And I'm sure a lot of people are adults. Do you necessarily need a gift? Do you? And I understand it's the gifts that count. So if the person who you're expecting to have a gift exchange, make sure you have conversations prior to. What do you want to do this year? Do you want to do gifts? Do you want to do that? Do you just want to just chill? It's not your birthday. It is not an anniversary. It's just a holiday. So it's okay. Maybe you can do something together. Go out and do something for someone else rather than expecting something amazing. If you have a person who has great hands that can cook, that can maybe give a massage, that's a wonderful gift to be able to explore. So let's move along. I want to hear something really cool I haven't heard in a long time. Played it today, and it just warmed my heart and just soul even more. So let's listen to Stevie Wonder, what Christmas means to me.
Cozy our way. We're snuggled up together. two birds of a feather would be. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you. Sleigh ride together with you.
All right, welcome back with Love Is Like with Deslina. So that lovely, lovely jingle was Ella Fitzgerald's Sleigh Ride. Oh, I feel like when I hear her, I'm ready for the whole get down of Christmas decorations, just warm tea, blankets, family, and just being able to enjoy simple, simple moments that bring and build beautiful memories that are lasting. I like to just keep everything simple. So with that being said, for the ones that are shoppers out there, let me give you some tips. All right, so great ideas are always, you can find inexpensive. Check out Amazon. You can find some gifts that are $25 and under. If you are a Prime member, you know that you can possibly get that shipping for free. So if you haven't figured out exactly what you want to give anyone, think about the things. Remember we talked about earlier, think of what type of person you want to get things for. So if you have a person who is going, that may be transitioning jobs or careers, if it is a guy, I would definitely consider, and I think women can wear these too. I think this would be pretty dope, pretty awesome to get monogram cufflinks or get something where you can find this unisex. So for custom items, check out Etsy. Etsy probably have all these crazy sales right now. Etsy.com, that is Etsy.com, Etsy. You can find a lot of things there. There's people who like to drink coffee, tons of it there. If you are want to buy something for someone who is starting out, just a health choice for whatever reason, then always a good one to be able to make sure that they're doing their best in for you to be supportive, check out HelloFresh. The subscription is just $8.99 right now. I'm not sure it goes up to a normal price of maybe $20, $30 a month, but you can start them out with the first subscription just to maybe pay for a couple months so that way they can understand how to utilize food for health and definitely add some seasoning for a good taste. But I may have to check it out and do a video and do a review and see how that works. If you have people who love, let's see, I would probably say other items such as like tech stuff, Amazon is the way to go. If you haven't, I always really like to stress Costco. Costco has a lot of great sales that I saw waiting, just walking around waiting for the line to open up. But they have great things for a lot of tech stuff. So if you're looking to monitor your home a little bit, if you have pets or if you feel like you just want to be able to feel safe coming in and out, or if you're home alone or something great for your parents, being able to give them the opportunity to see what's going on rather than looking out the window, Costco. Check out, again, Amazon. I've seen wireless Bluetooth hats. So if you are a person who want to get out, throw some rocks on the paint, a.k.a. basketball, or you just want to get out and go for a walk, or if you have to be outside, the boss won't know too much if you have a little music flowing through your ears. So that would be pretty enjoyable. You can, again, just weigh your options. If you like candles, things like that, you can, if you want to get to the mall, go for it. I would just really, really advise to go early, or if there's a way where you can buy online and pick up at the store, do that. Save yourself. You probably have to pay for shipping, which would be great because you can pick it up in the store. If you are a crafter, a lot of times Michaels, I believe, I really want to say, I want to add Joanne to the list, but I know for a fact Michaels, you can purchase things and pick it up. Meaning purchase things online, pick it up in store, and it's ready for you to go. Hopefully by the time you get there that your item is ready. So probably call before you go and remember to get there early. You can always go to the dollar store to pick up gift wrap paper and ribbon and all that stuff, because we gift receivers, well, I would not put myself in there because I feel like paper can be reused, but others will rip that stuff apart. So why go out and get this fancy, fancy paper when you're going to rip it apart and throw it in trash? So go spend less. It's going to look amazing. Dollar Tree, 99 cent store, corner dollar store. Check them out. Make sure, I will definitely stress this. As you pass by many small businesses, even if they're on Instagram, Facebook, whatever, look at their items first. There are so many things that you guys may pass up because you're used to big brands. But before those brands got so big, they were once small. So don't forget your businesses, local businesses that are in your community. See what they have. Check them out. There is one person I definitely want to give light to her business. She has a dog grooming business, and she also has a clothing line for her pups. I think it's amazing. I'm trying to see if I can pull it up really fast. I think what she has done has just been beyond cute. It's called Bark First Avenue, Bark First Ave. And find her on Instagram. Super, super cute, 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 adorable outfits, that sweaters and accessories she has for her pooches and people who want to buy for their dogs. It's beyond cute. Again, you can find it. It's at Bark First Avenue. Check them out. You can find them on Instagram. Dozens of pictures and sizes that she has available. I'm sure she's up to her ears literally in orders, but she's amazing. She has a great team, a great staff, and amazing references that you can check out. Speaking of giving back, I have to say thank you to every person, every soul, every brain cell that was given to the toy drive that I was able to participate with Taheem Cannon. It was very successful. I am very proud of you guys. Thank you for donating toys. As I said before, these items, these toys, will be hand-delivered tomorrow. I'm so excited, guys. Tomorrow, we're going to the Children's Hospital of L.A., located on Sunset. We are going to donate these toys to these kids. Remember, it's not about us. It's never about us. To be able to give to these children, some may be able to go home this year. Some may have to stay a little longer. And sometimes they may not be able to make it out. So if we can give a smile, give a wow, give, just brighten up someone's day for the parents as well as these kids, this is what I feel Christmas is about. This is where we are not going to fail these beautiful angels that are fighting for their lives. So this is what I enjoy. This is what I want to do. This is what's getting done. And I just want to keep them in just all good vibes. And you too. You're not forgotten as well. So obligation or not, it's your choice. Do what makes you happy. Make sure you put yourself first. The best gift you can give yourself is nothing but love. Following that is always respect. So, I dedicate this song, Donnie Hathaway, to all of you this Christmas.
How much fun it's gonna be together. This Christmas, the fireside's blazing bright. We're caroling through the night. Cards are here, my world is filled with cheer and you. This Christmas, and as I look around, your eyes outshine the town they do. This Christmas, fireside is blazing bright. We're caroling through the night.
Thank you. Christmas is here, on and on it's in, on without end. There are joyful tones to every home, to every home, to every home, to every home.
All right, thank you guys again for tuning in with Love is Life with Deslina. It was definitely a pleasure. I know some of these conversations, some of these topics are going to be a little touchy, but it's not to make you upset. It's just to get something thinking where you can put yourself first. Love you guys. Can't wait to see you guys in a couple weeks and then the new year. Remember, Love is Life with Deslina. Hang out with me. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Say hello. Oh, excuse me. All right. Stay tuned, guys. Next topic. Oh, boy.